The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the Easy Way TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Hey, everyone. Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing there, Celebrity Pizza Guy?
Good.
Well, that's good.
We're live from the Hard Rock.
We are.
Casino.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah, we're in Las Vegas this time, and oh, my gosh, what a night we've had. It's, I don't know, you know, those moments of do we want to forget about it or do we not want to forget about it?
No, I think we want to forget about it. 12 hours of driving.
So we leave Reading. And, you know, well, first of all, as you all know, that, you know, this is about Celebrity Pizza Guy, where we've been, what we're doing, and what we're all about, and big time forget about it. And also our special guest today, Mark Rowe with Soul Central Magazine, we're going to be bringing him on and a couple other callers probably. And we want to make sure that everybody understands that this is going to be a real unconventional show this time because we're like, I guess you could say we're forget about it on the go today. So we got in this morning and about 5 in the morning. We roll into the Hard Rock Cafe and Casino or the Hotel and Casino, and everything was great. We get up to the room and everything. We go to sleep. Of course, we just came through snow coming from Reading, and I couldn't believe
in
it. It was absolutely crazy. We came through Reno and then dropped down into Vegas instead of going to Los Angeles. And, you know, when you're traveling, that really is a big forget about it. It's like, oh, my God, should we have gone the other route? So we
turned. It was snowing hard.
It was. We turned the bright lights on, and it was like all of a sudden it was like blizzard coming at the window at us. But so we get in here, and today we get up and, well, we get a little nice little surprise. The hotel, evidently someone drilled a hole in one of the pipes, and so we had no water.
No water till 3 o'clock.
No water till 3 o'clock. So our day has been moving along.
We just got a shower.
Yes, it's so swiftly. And we've got this wonderful event tonight with
Soul
Central
Magazine. Mark Rowe.
Yeah, and we are so excited to be a part of this. And so, you know, we have a little bit of tidbit of news here today, the forget about it news. And what do you think, Nick? What would you say is the thing that's on the table right now?
The U.S. could deport millions of people. Homeland Security orders expand immigration enforcement. Did you know there's undocumented immigrants in the United States? There's 11.1 million total immigrants, 8 million in the labor force, 240,000. Deported in 2016.
That's crazy.
66% have lived in the U.S. for at least a decade. And 59% live in the states of California, Texas, Florida, New York, New Jersey, and Illinois.
Yeah, Illinois.
52% are originally from Mexico.
Well, but you know what the crazy thing is we're all immigrants if you look at it. We all came in at one time. The only ones that are here are the American Indians. So if you're
these are illegal.
But these are illegal, and that's really the point here. But, you know, it's really a shame that we can't, you know, get on grip with this. I think that we need to figure out what's going to be the easiest thing for us so that our country can make some money and, you know.
By deporting them.
And that
the
Americans can get back their money and start making things in our country. And, you know, I think, you know, and the Internet is so amazing on helping people to do that.
Yes, it is.
You know, and I think that,
media.
And here we are in Las Vegas, and here we are able to do everything from the internet and the telephone, and It's just amazing. And I think, you know, I think we're ready for a commercial, don't you?
Yes.
All right, we're going to go to commercial.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Yeah, we do it the easy way. And, you know, sometimes we do it the hard way, but, you know, we do choose to do it the easy way. And so tonight we're going to be doing some crazy, crazy mingling with people from Soul Central Magazine. And
a lot of A-plus listeners are going to be there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, a wonderful night. And I think that we look out our window and all we hear is a bunch of booming. I mean, this place never stops hopping, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they're having a big event out at the pool tonight.
And, you know,
and they're
practicing.
They're about musicians and stuff.
Well, you know what? If we don't get this show going too much, we might have to go down there and join them and show them what a show's about.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We'll have to go down there and start some ruckus or something. I don't know. But
we're waiting for Mark Rowe.
Yeah, we are.
He's a busy man right now.
He is. He's going to be
He's getting this event together right now, and he should be on cue pretty soon.
Well, he's such a busy guy that I went to a nail salon about an hour ago, and I'm going to tell you, the gal, and she was getting a pedicure. Yeah, I didn't tell you this. She was getting a pedicure, and she knew Mark. She knew about the event. She knew
really?
All that. Yeah.
Wow.
And I said, yeah, it's a very small world. And here we are in big Las Vegas. And you know, you think that everybody's just, you know, in their own little world, doing their own thing. And here we are. So, I don't know. Maybe he's in traffic. Who knows?
No, he's busy at the Hard Rock Cafe bar getting it ready.
Yeah. Well, I know that we're probably going to have to spin some pies here pretty soon if we don't get things going.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this.
Yeah, we can't.
Our caller.
And you know what? And he is
our
here.
Guest
he
tonight.
Here. So
he's here.
He's here. And so, tell us about him there, Nick.
Mr. Mark Rowe.
And he's from the UK, yeah.
He's from the UK.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
There he is.
How you doing, Mark? You know,
forget about it.
Finally,
I'm here.
Now we can ask some questions.
Oh, that's so crazy. I just met someone I just
we're waiting for a
someone.
Response.
You just know everybody, don't you?
So how you doing, Mark?
Oh, I don't know why. I don't know how.
Tonight?
Oh, I'm not too bad. Yes, we're getting ready, man. Everything's ready. You know, I'm sorting out these artists. So, yeah, man. Everything's looking really good so far.
What kind of artists are going to be there tonight?
Yeah, what kind of artists?
Is it very long? Hello?
Can't hear you.
So what kind of artists are going to... Yeah, what kind of artists... Yes, we can. So what kind of artists are going to be there?
Hello?
Hello. Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Mark, are you there?
Mark, are you there?
We lost him.
Wait, no, he's there.
Hello, Mark.
Mark, are you there?
He must be inside. He's got a bad reception.
We are having some technical difficulties. That's what happens when you have bad signal on a cell phone. Mark Rowe, are you
correct?
Yeah.
Mark Rowe. Stand on your head, please. Mark Rowe needs to stand on his head so we can get good signal.
Absolutely.
Mark Rowe.
I think we lost him.
I think we lost him. I think we lost him.
I gotta get you.
That's crazy. Anyway, we'll see if we can get him. But anyway, so you know, here we are. We're in this wonderful, wonderful city that never sleeps. And I haven't been here in over 30 years, and I was like so shocked when we came here. And it was amazing how just everybody is just clicking around. There's people that work around the clock, and you know, there's so many things we could take lessons in, you know, in this wonderful city that we're in tonight. And we're going to see if Mark's back on.
Are you muted?
No, I'm mute.
Then he muted it.
Yeah, maybe he muted himself.
He said he's on there.
He says he's on, so maybe he's.
I don't know.
This is a big forget about it, right?
This is a forget about it.
This is a forget about it.
I can't believe this.
But, so anyway,
he's trying to call back now.
Yeah, he's going to call back. So
we're going to have Johnny D come on.
Yeah, we're going to have
number
Johnny
one
D.
Trump impersonator.
Yeah, he's coming in too, and maybe we'll have to figure. I don't know. What do you think?
I think we're going to have to forget about it.
So anyway, instead of forgetting about it.
I can't believe it.
Well, don't worry about it. No, don't worry about it. Because you know what? The whole point of the Forget About It show is we roll with the punches, don't we? Because
yes,
it's a big forget about it or not a forget about it. So, you know, I think that tonight's going to be a great thing. We're definitely going to blog all the stuff that goes on Facebook. And, you know, we'll be putting some other things out there too. And we'll have to, if for some reason we don't get him on tonight, we'll have to have him on another time. And John D. Domenico, he's here in Vegas. He's been around the country. Oh my gosh, John D. Domenico even had some crazy stuff on The View the other day and won the contest for the Trump impersonator. So I thought that was just amazing. And I think that, what?
Just to let you know, I'm back. Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
We got him back.
We got you back. You're back. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm sorry. The connection is terrible today.
It. That's okay. You know, it's not. I don't.
Okay. So, Mark.
What A-listers are we going to have?
It's a
special thing.
So, what A-listers are we going to have
now, well, basically,
tonight?
We've got.
Go ahead.
Well, to be quite honest, all of them are A-listers, you know, in my eye, because they're all very talented people. All you have to do is really do a bit of research on them, and you'll see the talent, man, will ooze. You'll see that at the show. But the headliner is Corey the Poet, very well-known poet from California, from the Bay Area, if I'm correct. He does a lot of poetry.
Uh-huh.
We've got, what's his name? Lou and Big Keith, they've just put out a movie, and they're also comedians, and they do a lot of charity work similar to like Eric, but in the Vegas area, if I'm correct. So they're very well known and good characters, so they'll be helping host it. And I think we've got one hip-hop artist on there called Natural Red, and we've got about five R&B singers. Some of them are gospel. Very uplifting. Hey, it's going to be popping, man. It's really going to be popping. Am I allowed to use that word on this show? Popping. Am I allowed to say that?
I like that word.
So, Mark, popping, man. So you're from England?
Yes, sir. Born and raised.
Really?
Wow.
Where were you born, Mark?
Yes, sir. I was born in London.
In London? Wow. That's awesome. So your whole family was from there,
yeah.
Or were they originally in other places, or did everybody kind of start out in London?
Wow, we're delving deep already. Well, my mother, she's from the UK, and my father is actually from the West Indies. He's from Jamaica.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. That's neat.
That's why you have that little Jamaican English accent.
You do, yeah.
That
you,
little flavor.
You have, like, little
forget about it.
You say that really good.
So, Mark, how did you get into the Soul Central magazine?
Yeah, how did that come about?
Well, the Soul Central, I've always been in the industry since I was young because my father was very, very influential. I had a lot of influential friends that were musicians that came from Jamaica and things like that. So growing up, I'd always had to tour with them and play the bongo drums in the background or carry a speaker or something like that. So I would say from the age of 7, I've been performing and traveling. You know, so it's kind of really in my blood. So music's been in my blood and the industry. You know, I had a record label, I've been an artist, but, you know, my next phase was really running the magazine. It was a dream that I always wanted to do about 15 years ago. I had no idea of how to put a page together. Yeah, so that's really what put me off. And then I just kept on pushing myself, you know, always wanting to learn, always open, and never thinking that I can't add more to my book, kind of, you know. So I've just continued to amass different kind of experience, and it's just helped me along the way. And now I'm running the magazine, and all this experience has seemed to come together now because I'm dealing with different people, music, films, a lot. All these kind of people are people that I've worked with in the past, but now it seems like through the magazine, I've come full circle again, you know? And,
wow, yeah.
I enjoy it. Eric, you know what I enjoy? I get as much satisfaction in seeing other people see their dreams come true. You know, me being there and dancing and doing the running man on stage, that's one thing. But when somebody that really, really wants to do it and that's their dream and you can help them achieve that, oh, man, I find a lot of satisfaction in that. So, you know, that's one of my passions, man, being able to help where many people might not have been able to have the opportunity to, you know, whatever, you know. So, yeah.
We're going through that too.
We're going through a full cycle thing too, where we're starting.
We're creating magazine.
We're creating all
creating
kinds
another
of
magazine.
And also, you know, just reinventing ourselves. I mean, reinventing your talents from within, and just, you know, going for broke and just doing something else that you love. I think, you know, at a certain age in life, I think that's what happens. All of a sudden that button pushes and next thing you know, you're doing something completely different, or you're returning to something that you truly are passionate about. And I think that's great that you've done this. And
you're going to have Celebrity Pizza Guy on your magazine.
That's right. Absolutely.
Forget about it.
And you're also inside Easy Way magazine too. And so, you know, I just think that the relationships that one builds is so important. It's the most important thing in business. And and I think that's great that you're doing that. So what now? How often do you do events like this?
Well, a lot of the times I support other people's events, so I could be a co-supporter, but this is really our first official magazine launch party. We did do a little tour in Japan in May last year for some of the indie artists. So it was called the Go Global or Stay Local World Tour, where we took some indie artists from 4 different countries, and they traveled over to Japan, and they were performing and gathered a lot of experience and got to see the culture and things like that. So it's a thing where we like to go to different countries and let the artists or people that we're working with have the opportunity to be able to go there in a good environment with people similar, you know, and grow and build your fan base, you know. And I think there isn't anything better than doing things by example. See, there's talking about it is one thing, but when you do it by example, forget about it.
No kidding.
So
you got that right. Absolutely.
Yes.
Forget about it.
So going to Japan for me. Yeah. So to go into Japan for me as an independent network, trying to build and grow, and not really no support, really in the sense of big sponsors and things like that. It was really a milestone for us, man, because regardless of support or not, we said, you know what, we're going to do this one. We're going to do this for the indie artists and everybody involved. And we got it done. And that just gives me more encouragement to never give up, especially if we're doing something positive. And you've got to remember, as long as it's not just about you and you're really doing it for others, that's the most important thing, you see? But a lot of people, they're doing things for themselves. Like, between me and you, how many times do you see me in photos with all the celebrities that I work with?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true. That's
never.
True.
You never see me in photos because it's not really about me. It's about the people that I work with, and they get the opportunity to be able to mix with celebrities and things like that.
Uh-huh.
So, and you know, I'm a family man, innit? So I'm kind of a private kind of person. You know, I've been married for 24 years. I have 7 children.
Wow.
I remember you telling
me
that. Oh, my gosh. So
it's like the wall went up in here. Real, so I'm kind of private. They do, you know, one of them, she's actually got a degree now from university. She does arts and things like that.
Uh-huh.
So she works sometimes doing photo and makeup photo shoots in the UK. But one of the, the one that really amazes me is my youngest. He's 10 years old and he gets more views on his YouTube channel than me. He gets more views on his YouTube channel than me.
Boy,
that is crazy. Forget about it. Big shout out to
him.
Yeah,
about
good. So but you know, he was really.
That's awesome.
Sorry, say that again. Yeah.
I said you're cloning yourself. When you're 10
years
old, already doing that stuff. That's amazing. Now we had Dre Perry on the other week, and you know, he's your ambassador for Soul Central. And you know, how many people do you have working in your organization that help you?
Oh, to be quite honest, man, they definitely wouldn't fit on 2 hands and 2 feet. So, but you know, I've probably got about.
That's one way to put it. That's
I know. And I'll be honest, because I work with so many different people in different countries and different networks of people, I would say we've over 30 different affiliates that we work with in different countries. And within those affiliates, they've got their own little network they work with. So I always say, God always makes people meet for the right reasons. It's up to us to do something with that opportunity. And I always say to people, if you want to build a good relationship with anybody, it's only going to come with longevity. And the only way you're going to get longevity is with trust, honesty, and communication. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely right.
You know, maybe
maybe
I'm a bit old school. I don't know, man. I don't know what they do nowadays, man. But I come from, and you know, like I lost my father about a year ago, my dad, man. It really wrenched me, but like, when he was on his deathbed, he was reading one of my magazines and he was so happy. It kind of inspired him. He goes, Mark, did you make this? I go, yeah, Dad, this is what I made. So when he passed, it kind of inspired me to keep pushing even harder, even on the rainy
That's
days,
awesome.
Because I know it would have been something that I know, you know. And my mum passed away about 12 years ago. So, you know, they haven't even been able to see what their son's been able to blossom. But I do it all for them, man. I do it for all the ones that are here. As much as the ones that ain't here for us no more, you know what I'm saying? And my little ones to inspire them because. Yeah.
Well, Mark, that's kind of like Nick. He lost his dad when he was 16, and then he lost his mom in 2004, and he kind of is carrying on things, you know, for her too, you know? I think we do that vicariously.
Yeah.
We realize how important it is for us to carry on the legacy or at least something that we know they were proud of, you know? And I think that's really what it is we're getting back to family values. So, you know, I think that's great. Nick?
Yes, it is.
And they'd be proud of us. They'd be proud of us as well. So, like, even doing this event, Nick and Penny, man, it's kind of like, wow, man, you know, from a magazine and an idea, now we're doing a big launch party in Las Vegas and live on the strip at the Hard Rock. Wow, man. So I just dedicate everything, all my work to God, you know, the people around me and, you know, my parents, man, all, you know, ones that can't be here to enjoy it because I know they'll be enjoying it. drinking cocktails, talking about forget about it, eating pizza. You know what I'm saying?
That's how my father was. My father was an entrepreneur. About 7 pizzerias, 8 pizzerias, restaurants, a hardware store. He was a hard worker. He taught me everything that I know. And he died at my young age of 16 years old. I was a junior in high school, and it was hard. And I had to step up to the plate for my mom and get involved, really get involved.
Hey, I have a question for you. How did you meet Eric, and how has your relationship with Easy Way been a good thing for, you know, just how you do business and your connections and everything? How did you meet Eric?
Well, Eric, I think I came across him via an interview, you know, to be quite honest. I'll throw it out there, Hollywood. I think he done an interview with one of my favorite actors of all time, Shabadoo. I don't know if you remember him. He was in a movie called Breakdance back in the day. So that really caught my eye. And I go, Shabadoo, man, my favorite, man, he still looks good. And I tuned into the show. So I tuned in, and it was Eric. And I said, oh, this guy sounds like a really nice chap, man. So I was looking into Eric, and he seemed so professional. Seems like a really good guy, you know. For me, I love people that are passionate for some reason, because I'm very passionate at what I do, and I could see that in Eric, you know, even though he's much younger than me, you know. But I just liked that about him, and I think I reached out to him, and, you know, we just connected. We spoke a few times and just shared a few ideas, man. We just blossomed, man, you know, supporting each other, man. You know, it's all about support,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about...
Now you became good friends.
Well, right, and that's how we met you, was through Eric. And we're really grateful.
Yeah.
I thought it's going to be a fun time tonight, I think. And, yeah, Eric does that. He has a way of connecting people, and yeah, I'm glad that you have a good experience and everything, you know, because we're really growing really fast, and I think that... You know, when people are together and they're doing business around each other, they grow together, you know. So it's all good. It's awesome.
Definitely.
Well, that's good.
Definitely.
All
right.
We know you're busy. We know you got to get back to your event.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
I've got
so
a call
what's
right here.
Tonight you're going to be
the agenda
at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, the start is at 8 o'clock, and I think the artists start performing from 9. But hold on, I forgot. I made a big mistake. Oh, how can I forget? We're gonna have 2 fashion designers there as well. We've got 2 fashion shows, semi fashion shows. We have Cabral Mercer, London. He's a very well known fashion designer from the UK. He's travelled over to do a fashion show. He's a bespoke fashion designer. And we also have Mary Jane Runway. I don't know if you've ever heard of her, but she's very well known in Las Vegas and California. Yeah, she's real big, man. So she's doing something down there too. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on down there, man. There's a lot of stuff going on down there. It's really more of a networking event as much as a launch party as well, you know. So I'm very honored, and I'm so happy that you was able to be able to make it down here, you know, and share this moment with us, because I think we're going to make history. Yeah, this is a historic moment.
I think so for sure. That's,
I think
that's
so as
really
well.
Cool. So let me ask you something. If you had one thing you wanted to get out there about your business and what you're trying to do and how to bring people to the table to know this, what would be it? What would you want to say?
If you want freedom to grow, you know, you need to work with people that are growing. And I would like to say Easy Way, you know, to people like Soul Central Magazine. We are people that are growing, and it's like we're growing. You know, while you work with us, you have freedom to grow in so many areas, whether it's movies, whether you want your own TV show, radio show, whether you want to be a columnist, you know, presenter, you know. So sometimes I've realized it's people like us that kind of reassure people and give them a little bit of a backbone and a surety that, you know, if you want to do that, we're here for you to give you that support as well. You feel what I'm saying? So, You know, we reach out to people like us, man, because we definitely genuine. And if you look at our track record over the years, you know, it's nothing but good things, man. Especially Easy Way, Soul Central TV, Soul Central Magazine, nothing but good things, man. We've worked with a lot of people, you know, a lot of people, man. What we find a lot of pleasure, see, people think that we're a music magazine, and I go, we're not really a music magazine, we're a global community magazine. So, you know, we work with so many people, whether it's to do with health, inspirational, speakers, you know, comedians, you know, everything, man, you know, and it's not really a one genre magazine. We try to cover all genres. There's no limits. We even have a poem section in there.
What do you do in the wellness category? What exactly do you do? And what kind of stuff do you usually
say that again, sir?
Well, you said you do wellness and stuff like that as well, you know, for health kind of, you know, good health kind of stuff. What exactly do you bring in to your magazine? What have you done in the past?
Usually what it is we have different content providers. So, like, we might have a content provider that deals with natural health and so on, so on, so. So, usually, whatever they provide that month is usually what we put in there, you know. But me, personally speaking, I have many friends. And, you know, I would say from the 90s, we've been into well-being. So, it's something, what's going on now is not nothing that's really kind of new to me, per se. You know, like, a lot of this health stuff and all that. I could probably give a lot of tips to people that are actually promoting health. Yeah, that's how long I've been around. You know what I mean, Penny?
That's true.
Not just a shade on the age. But I think when it comes to wellness, anyway, you got to check with it. Go ahead.
I was going to ask.
Go ahead,
sir. Is this your first time to Vegas?
Yes, this would be the first time we'll be in Vegas.
Really. What do you think of it so far?
To me personally, I think it is beautiful. It's very hot. It's beautiful, man. Everywhere I go, I find beauty, even in some of the most horriblest of scenes. But you know, I think it's a real nice place, man. Some loving people. We've got a really, really loving and nice supportive team over there as well. And I must admit, man, everybody that we've worked with, man, they've been good people in Vegas, man. I can't even lie, man. I get a lot of...
I'm on hold. Yeah, I'm on hold. Okay. All right, bye.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello? Is that you, Johnny?
Okay, yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, some really nice
Mark,
people.
We want you to meet Johnny. We want you to meet Johnny DiDomenico. He's number one Trump impersonator. And say hi, Nick. You get
How you doing, Johnny D?
Hey, Nicky
boy.
Oh,
man,
forget about it.
Little problems there.
We're having some...
Today's a forget about it day.
It's technology. It's technology, baby.
Technology is correct. Oh, my God. I never had so many problems in one show.
but we're rolling with the punches, aren't we, Mark?
It must be Las Vegas.
Yeah.
<That's> right.
But they don't want you on the phone. They want you gambling and drinking.
You know, so
Johnny D, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You guys, it's been quite a week. Quite a month, quite a year.
Flying all around.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mark, Johnny D was just on The View. And you won, didn't you? You won that contest. We were so proud of you.
Yeah, it was
awesome. Number one Donald Trump impersonator in the world.
Yep.
That's so awesome. That's
and,
really
and you're going to be doing your act. Where are you going to be doing your act at, Johnny?
I'm everywhere, but
I know.
Specific to that thing, I'll be in L.A. at the Laugh Factory in the next coming month. There,
awesome.
So I'm very excited about that. Yeah,
we'll have to come see you.
And then I'll come back here to the Laugh Factory here, and the other ones around the country.
So where is it here in Vegas you're at? Is it Vegas?
Where I live?
Yeah, you live here and
yeah, I live here. I'm actually, if you landed at McCarran, you're kind of where I live. I'm over in Henderson.
Okay,
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Mark is having his events at the Hard Rock Cafe, is it the Hard Rock Cafe, right, Mark?
Yeah, Hard Rock Cafe live on the street, because I think there's two different Hard Rock cafes, but we're the one that's actually on the strip itself.
Oh, you're at that one, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Say that again.
Beautiful.
Are you gonna be able to show up to the event?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, are you gonna be able to come to the event tonight with
I'm really hoping to be there, I can tell you. I would love to do that.
Unless there's technical problems.
Well, you're welcome. Forget about it. You're welcome.
Oh, that would be awesome. So, are you taking over the whole building? And because it looks like I saw all the promo, it looks like an incredible event you're planning tonight. Really amazing.
Yeah, we have got the whole building. Can you believe that? You know,
Oh my lord.
I'm so humble, man.
It's going to be huge.
That's good.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely tremendous, I have to tell you. Really, really incredible.
But you know what? As soon as you guys walk through that door, you own it. We own it. Just remember that, yeah? We own it for a few hours. All right?
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
I like that.
We're going to be in there acting like owners. Forget about it.
So, you know, I'm sure there's people that are hearing this that are in, you know, probably just visiting Las Vegas. Where on the strip is it? I think it's near the southern end, right? It's between a couple of things?
Now you're really cool. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not.
He's never been here before, Johnny.
Never mind. I know where it is.
We should have you direct us where to go.
Yeah.
You're Johnny Las Vegas.
Johnny Las Vegas. There you go.
Forget about it.
And that's awesome.
Well, the strip is not that long, so that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. But it's on its own block. It's like, I think the Hard Rock takes up the whole block. Oh, man, it's such a beautiful building. It's such a beautiful building.
Yeah, actually, it's 3771 South Las Vegas Boulevard.
There you go.
I like that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The hotel that we're in, the Hard Rock, they're making so much noise outside, we can hear it through the windows. I mean, it's like
crazy. They got a band out there playing at the pool.
Wow.
More than a band. I
thought you were going to say there's a big orgy going on or something, knowing the Hard Rock Hotel Casino. Total debauchery over there.
Listen, none of that stuff's going to be going on in here. They're going to have to do it in the next block. Yeah, you're going to get ourselves in trouble. I'm inviting us to have a good time, but not to end up getting bloody blackmailed and we're going to be in all these newspapers with different funny photos. No. But yeah, man.
So, Johnny, I understand that Eric Zuli with Easy Way hooked you up with Eugenia Kuznina, which is a Russian bad mom's gal, and you did a skit with her. You did this thing not too long ago. Tell us about that.
What's the status of the project?
Right now we're gonna reshoot it. We're gonna kind of redo it. We kind of got our feet wet. We shot at Sunset and Gower Studios in Los Angeles, but after it being all done, we want to go back and we know we can make it better, so we're going to do some reshoots on it.
Okay.
It's a great bit where she's playing Melania, I'm Trump, and we had somebody else doing the interview, and we're just ready to kind of take it to the next level.
I understand that Eugenia's in Vegas right now, too. I understand.
Yes,
she is.
She is. Unfortunately, I've been so slammed, I haven't been able to meet up with her.
Wow, that's awesome.
Is she coming to this event
really
tonight?
That's really cool. I think that you're doing that. That's really good.
Yeah. Awesome.
Is she coming to this event tonight?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe we should all call her.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should call
her.
We'll try
to connect with her.
Forget about it.
Right after
absolutely,
the show. Forget
Mark.
About it.
Hey, Mark, before you know it, we'll bring half the town.
You're gonna have some really listeners now.
We could ask Eric to call her and maybe she'd show up. You know?
So
and that would be a lot of fun.
That would be a blast.
Boy, talk about,
so Mark,
talk
where
about
are you
A-listers
right now?
The minute we walk in the door.
So, Mark.
Hello.
I know you have to go.
Yep.
Get yourself ready.
My connection's... the connection's messing around as well, man. And I've got people calling me at the same time. But, yeah, listen.
We will see you at 7 o'clock.
Excellent. And anything, don't hesitate to inbox me. You know, I'm there for you. And thank you, Eric, for the opportunity on the show. And Johnny, Penny.
Yes.
Forget about
it. Yeah, baby.
It's a song
forget about it.
I'll see you later, all right? And listen,
all right.
Mark, I have one
more to meet you tonight, Mark.
Good
night, yeah, okay, listen, before I go,
I'm
saying
goodnight. We're
saying
goodbye.
We're saying see you later.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
All right, I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah.
All right, now we got Johnny D.
Now
we can have a nice...
So tonight's event, Mark, the event tonight, is it 7 or is it 8 o'clock?
Yes.
Is it 7 or is it 8
o'clock? It starts at 8 o'clock, but at 7 o'clock, they're having, if you want to come at 7, they're going to have, like, red carpet and interviewing people.
Mark's got a really good gig.
So if you want to come at 7 because then you can get interviewed by... It's going to have, a live TV feed or something like that. There's all kinds of different things going on where you could put yourself out there and, get your behind over there.
Yeah, you need to get over there. And we'll have to.
And I haven't seen Johnny D since 1985.
Oh, my God, forget about it. That's a long time.
A long time. It's going to be a reunion.
Well, you know, he did that when we went to Giuseppe Franco Christmas party, and he ran into Tommy Rocco Sera and Jeffrey Sera, and it was priceless when we walked in. They were on the red carpet taking some group shot, you know, and all of a sudden they saw Nick, and both of them just turned their head. It was almost like, forget the camera, Nick's on the carpet. it was so perfect. That was funny.
Yeah, that was awesome. And then we had Sylvester Stallone's brother there, Frank.
Yeah, Frank was there too, but
Sylvester
Frankie
didn't show up. Yeah.
Frankie.
Arnold was there, but we missed him.
Arnold, yes.
You can do him in millions of stuff. Well, you know, it's so funny. You were our very first show. Forget about it.
Yes, you were our first.
Our first show, and now we're on our 15th show. Is that outrageous?
Unbelievable.
That's amazing.
And we're still going.
You guys are working incredibly hard. And, you know, you're really focused on this, and, you know, it's going to be such a success.
Well, we want...
Thank you very much,
thank
honey.
You. We really
and
appreciate
And thank you for
that.
Coming on the show again.
Especially from someone who's a performer all the time. You know what it entails to put all this together. And
it's
nonstop. You know what it entails.
It's 14, 15 hours a day.
You got it. Nonstop.
Yeah.
It's all work, no play.
Brutal.
But it's paying off. Look how successful you are. And, you know, and I think it's great that you're, you know,
well,
going
but
into
I
all this
my way
stuff.
To the middle, so...
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's awesome. Yeah,
you were a comedian.
You were a class clown.
I've been
doing this since I was 5 years old. You remember I used to perform for you guys at the house.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy. That is.
I'll never forget one night in Ocean City. And you go, Antlers. You remember that?
Oh, the Antler night, yeah. that was a fun night. Antler night will go down in history.
Oh,
that's
my
for
God.
Sure.
Oh, we never live down. Forget about it.
Yeah. That was so much
that
fun.
That was a funny night. That was a great night.
That was
night.
A funny, long night.
That was a great night. I just brought back memories.
Oh, no. All of our time in Ocean City was just so incredible. Just what a great time.
Great.
In the early late 70s, early 80s when it was things were so much simpler.
You got it.
I don't think I'd want to be out there right now.
No. No.
Ben, I don't think we'd be able to get away with half the stuff we got away with back then. So.
Oh, my God.
Enough said on that for sure.
Yeah, but maybe that's a good thing.
That's
all.
Forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you something. We're very lucky that Facebook did not exist 35 years
We'd be
ago.
In trouble, wouldn't we?
We'd be in a lot of trouble.
We'd be in a lot of trouble.
God
help
us.
Yeah.
We definitely would need it.
Hey Johnny, you gonna show up to this event?
Yeah, I'm gonna absolutely try. I got in late last night because I was shooting
it.
We
got in
California.
We got in at 4:30, and I was like, "Are you kidding?"
Oh my Lord.
We drove
12 hours.
We drove through snow in Reno, and I looked at him when the snow hit, and I said, you didn't want to go L.A. You wanted to come this way. See, and I know that Reno always has, you know, this kind of
weather. It wasn't that bad, though.
Well, yeah, because he wasn't driving. He was sitting there being the passenger.
I was co-pilot.
He was a co-pilot, yeah. He's getting pretty good at that.
Is that what they're calling it now, co-pilot?
Yeah, that's what you call it. And so we finally, and then.
Well, then we were getting tired. She was getting tired, so we had to pull over for an hour and a half.
We slept in the car for about an hour. And I'm like, only us. We would never, you know, no one else would just pull over into a place and go to sleep. But
hey, you got to do what you got to do.
But yeah,
that's
so
hilarious.
We were determined to get here. And
so Johnny, I hope to see you tonight.
Yeah, we do.
Come
absolutely.
On out for like an hour
so
or two.
I'm assuming it's just to impress.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
But let me know. I'll call you in a little bit, and we'll get connected.
And, yeah,
okay.
Definitely. And, all right, well, listen.
Hey, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, we love you.
Absolutely. Great to be back on.
Hey, Johnny, I'm proud of you. You're number one.
Yeah,
you are. The first one
in the 15th. Let's roll.
Yeah, you're doing so amazing. We're so proud of you.
Thank you so much. Lots more big stuff to come, so I'm very, very excited.
Good. Well, reach for the stars. That's what it's about.
Keep your feet on the ground.
That's right.
That's
right, yeah.
Don't go too big. You know what I mean.
There you go.
Don't get that head too big. Just keep it going. I know him. He'll keep his head the way it is.
Longer.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you.
Hey,
I'll see you later,
thank
and I'll probably
you
see you tonight.
Coming
number
on,
one
Johnny.
Trump impersonator.
Hopefully, you'll get to meet Mark later on tonight.
Absolutely. Okay. I'll
all
see
right.
you guys.
All
bye.
Forget about
all right,
it.
Forget about it. Talk to you. So we're gonna go to commercial, and then we're gonna
do the recipe of the week,
and we're gonna do the nutritional facts of the week.
And then we're out of here.
And we'll see you in a minute. Hi,
I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
Yeah, so we're back here, and we're going to have Celebrity Pizza Guy's recipe of the week.
And the recipe of the week is a margarita pizza.
Margarita pizza.
My fresh dough, brushed entirely with olive oil and garlic, with a dusting of parsley and basil, and salt and pepper. Granulated garlic, and Romano cheese, covered with plum tomatoes, marinated olive oil with garlic and fresh basil. Lightly covered with mozzarella cheese, provolone, and Romano cheese, and a dusting of cheddar cheese. And there's your recipe of the week.
Wow, and now for the Fashion Wellness Coach Penny's nutritional fact of the week. There's something that we also are getting ready to try with some pizza stuff, but also on a nutritional fact, the cauliflower, it contains 77% of the recommended daily value of vitamin C.
and all over, there's such a craze all over the place.
We're creating a cauliflower pizza.
We are, yeah. We're going to do that with our healthy pizza.
That's another.
We're going to be doing some different things for people that are from meat lovers all the way to vegans to vegetarian. But most importantly,
and gluten-free.
You know, with the nutritional fact that it has a lot of good source of vitamin K, protein, thiamin. It also has good fiber and vitamin B6. And, you know, another thing, too, is there's different factors in it. So with the vitamin C, that when you put different vegetables together that have that, then, and you know, you got to get your fruit in, too. But you put that into a pizza dough, you know, that's got to be delicious, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah.
And then you put your vegetarian stuff on top of it with your olive oil and your pesto and all that. Oh, my God, it's got to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So we're here from Las Vegas, and we just want to, you know, talk about a couple things here. And we're going to be doing some wonderful things here. We've got the Easy Way magazine coming out. We've had so many contributors into this magazine that we've had slight delay in getting it out because of the fact that everybody wants to be in it. And
90 pages.
Yeah, it's gotten so large.
The more pages, the harder it is.
And we are so excited to put Brad Lewis out there. He's with Agora Advantage Bank. He's an amazing businessman in business solutions, and we want to give a shout out to him for being on the cover. And you know,
he's
soon
got
after,
four pages, doesn't he?
I know. He's telling the story. He's so wonderful. And
it's going to be a great magazine.
It is.
It should be done in a couple days.
Because
it's just a lot of hard work.
It is a lot of hard work to do it the correct way.
And we want it to be spot on.
Yes. And Easy Way
and
Broadcasting.
If it's not spot on, forget about it.
Has some great new things coming out with Easy Way Texting. We've got Biz Texting. We've got some different services. If you go to ericzuli.com, he's an amazing website to look at. And you know, we are
Celebrity
coming
Pizza
out
Guys.
With celebritypizzaguys.com
coming out soon.
Real soon.
And
CPG
Magazine.
CPG Magazine
is coming out soon.
Yeah.
And I'm in another magazine. What is that magazine called?
Well, Manila Up. You were in Manila Up, and then also in
Soul
Central. So with Mark Rowe, and so the whole thing is that, you know, we've got all these different projects
and Eric
happening.
Zulli Magazine,
Eric Zulli Magazine,
four magazines.
Yeah,
we've
got a lot of stuff.
Forget
he's getting
about
out there, and his Google rating's gone woo baby all the way up. And you know, so we. What we're doing is we're going to be reaching out to different people to come on to our show, and we have CPG to 21777. You'll get you know, the opportunity to reach out and let us know if you want to be on our show here. And also, if you do Easy Way to 21777, you will, you know, you'll have different opportunities to get involved and brand yourself and different things with Eric Zulli. And, you know, we're helping him out and everything. And we really appreciate this Blog Talk Radio that we're on. And it's been so much fun. And, you know, we really, truly, we enjoy reaching out to people all over the place. And you know, this thing with the telephone is just incredible, because there's just, I mean, amazing things you can do. Like, here we are all in Vegas, and we're able to be on the same show and everything. We were
supposed to be all together.
Yeah, we were supposed to be all together.
But everybody's busy in their schedules.
I know. But, you know, but that's the beauty of it, and that's what's
right.
So great about it.
And that's how we connect.
So we want to make sure that we give a shout-out to various different people. We want to say hi to Andy Bradley, too, because he's going to be coming on helping us with some things. And my mom, she's been trying to help us and everything. We've got all kinds of stuff going on in Northern California. We're going to start traveling down south and, you know, getting some events going. And, you know, I think that if you want to get involved in trying to brand yourself, or you want to, you know, figure out what it's like to take whatever talent you have and reach out there, we are available, and so is Easy Way. And that's what we do. We do it the easy way, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so
the easy way.
I don't know how many minutes we got left on our little show.
We got 7 minutes.
We got 7 minutes. So what do you want to talk about there? We need to talk about something that
Our next event is going to be March 11th.
Yeah, we're
doing a car show.
Yeah, we're doing a car
show.
It's
going to be huge. Michael Jackson's nephew.
Nephew, yeah.
Is going to be there, and a lot of other entertainers, and it's going to be huge in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing pizza.
Yeah, we're going to be serving pizza, and next going to be spinning.
We're getting a food truck, and we're going to make money.
Yeah, we're gonna make some money.
Finally.
And also,
yeah, we've already been making money.
You know, but the whole thing is, and then also too on the 18th, you know, Eric's got his birthday coming up in West.
And that's
Speaker
in
Coalition.
March.
And the Speaker Coalition thing has been amazing. I mean, some of the
that is gonna be at the Breakwater.
Yeah, that's right, at the Breakwater.
And it's an event that I'm gonna be catering, and that's gonna be another.
That's another thing we're doing.
I'm going to be creating more stability and getting my name out there. And
well, once you eat your pizza, forget about it. It's like, my gosh, it's like, how do they not want more of it, you know? And you know,
once they have it, they can't stop eating it.
That's right. And so we're going to be doing some also some things with Easy Way Cares. I think that this year is going to be a really big year in working with the Cancer Society and also, you know, the anti-bullying. And we have a couple other different ones as well. And, you know,
we have the trafficking of the kids.
Yeah, we've got human trafficking, you know, the kid trafficking. I'll tell you, that is something that happens.
Yes.
You know, and whatever you can do to get involved in these organizations and try to help use your business. You know, that's all we have as adults is our businesses to reach out there and try to help people and, you know, our connections and whatnot. And I just think that we're part of a great organization here that is doing that. And, you know, all the people that are coming to the forefront are just really good old school kind of people. They have good morals and values, and you know, Hollywood in a different way, I guess you could say. And you know, I think that that's really what I think most of the people that are involved with the Easy Way are doing, Hollywood in a different way, you know.
Yes.
And you know, I think
media.
Yeah, absolutely.
Media and getting yourself out there. And the only way to get yourself out there is by media.
Well, and networking
through
social media,
yes,
internet,
social
and
media.
And I mean, how many of us would have done that, you know, 30 years ago? We had computers and everything, but we really didn't know what to do.
No, it wasn't diversified like that.
No, and
not the way it is today. It's a lot easier to get yourself out there today than it was 30 years ago. I was 22.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, you know, and the influencers and that's the other thing. Okay, so Easy Way, you know, his connections are so amazing, but the people, the influencers that he's bringing to the table are just sharing all their wonderful secrets of how they have gotten where they're at, where they come from, what they're all about, and, you know, they really, truly do you know, they understand all the different facets of what it is to get yourself, you know, from point A to point B and to do it the easy way. Anyways,
okay.
We're going to be
signing
off. And you know what?
Thanks for listening to the Forget About Show.
Thank you for listening.
God bless
and
have a great week.
And remember,
we'll see you next week. Thank you to all our friends, family, and listeners from Celebrity Pizza Guy, Nicholas Rubin, and
Fashion Wellness Coach, Penny Latham.
And remember, forget about it!